It was almost dark when Arya awoke to the sound of a bang. "Wake up!" an urgent voice said. Arya rubbed her eyes. She pressed her head between the rails of the balcony. "Who is that?" she asked. "I can't see you." "Down here." A figure stepped under the moonlight. It was the neighbor's boy. "I live across from you," he said. "That's my mama in the kitchen." He pointed to the apartment opposite Arya. Through the window, she could see a woman standing over a steaming pot. "What do I care? Give me back my doll. I saw you take it. I knew it was yours. I took it so I could give it back to you. I saw your mother smacking you. Did you hit her back? My Baba says that if he ever hits me like that, I'm allowed to hit him back. Give me my doll. Wait. I need you to help me with something. See the big tree in front of you?" The boy pointed to a tall cherry tree near the center of the courtyard. Its branches had grown so long that they brushed against her balcony. "What do you want with the tree?" Arya said. "Can you reach the branches from where you are? My ball is stuck in there," the boy said. "No. First, you give me my doll." "I can't. I have to throw it up to you, and I can't throw that far. But my Baba says I'll be real strong one day, just like him. Want to see my muscles?" "I hate your muscles," Arya replied. "And my Baba is strong, too." "What's a Baba?"
"Like what you have, idiot," said Arya. "My father."
"Then why do you call him Baba?" Arya leaned over the balcony.
"Don't you have school tomorrow?"
"Just shake the branches a little," the boy said. "The ball will fall."
"I can't talk to you. You'll get me in trouble."
"Listen, if you help me bring that ball down, I'll bring you a present after school tomorrow. And give you your doll."
"I don't need presents," Arya said.
The boy sat cross-legged on the ground and sulked.
"I hate you," he shouted. "You're a stupid little girl."
"I'm big," Arya said. "I'm very, very big." When he didn't reply, she added, "I'm 5 years old. When it snows, I turn 6.
"Listen, will you please shake those branches? My neck hurts looking up and talking to you."
Arya moved closer to the balcony railing.
"What's your name?" she asked.
"What's yours?" the boy asked.
"I asked you first," she said.
"Kamran."
"I've never heard that name before."
"You're only 5 years old. Give yourself some time."
"I'm Arya."
"Arya?" he laughed. "That's a boy's name."
"I am not a boy."
"Fine, you're not a boy.
Are you going to help me?"
"Maybe." Peering down through the railing, Arya noticed something strange about this boy. About his face. His lips.
"Did your father hit you?" she asked.
"No," the boy said.
"Why are your lips smashed open? Did you fall?"
He seemed embarrassed.
"That's just my... it's my... I was born with it. My mouth is kind of inside out."
"Inside out? Can I call you Inside Out Boy?"
"No, you cannot," the boy said.
"Okay, I won't. If you keep your promise about the present," Arya said. She walked to where she could almost touch the branches, but they were still too far away to reach.
"I can't," she shouted down.
"Stand on the base of the railing," Kamran replied. She did what he told her, stretching out as far as she could.
"I got one," she said.
"Shake it as hard as you can." She shook the branch and heard the sound of the ball bouncing on the ground. The boy grabbed it and ran off.
"Don't forget about my doll, Mr. Kamran. Boy with the inside-out mouth and smashed lips," she shouted into the darkness.